Hello and welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This time we head to the Finnish capital Helsinki and its neighborhood of Kallio that has in recent years washed its face and turned from an area famous for its cheap beer into an area known for affordable beer but also great food. Our guide is Monocle's Petri Burtsov.
The former rough around the edges working class district of Kallio, much like similar areas in cities such as Berlin and Amsterdam, is now a vibrant neighborhood inhabited by students, young creatives and artists. This social fabric shapes Kallio's food and drink scene. It's a neighborhood with lively streets filled with music bars, trendy cafes and low-key neighborhood bistros. In recent years, Kallio's slow but sure gentrifications meant the opening of wine bars such as Henri Beckmann's Wino that have convinced wine lovers from the well-to-do southern Helsinki to cross the Pitkäsilta bridge, once a landmark that divided the rough Kallio from the bourgeoisie south. In addition, big-name chefs such as Toni Kostien of Grön, that was voted Finland's top restaurant, have opened new outlets in Kallio, something that still a few years ago would have been unimaginable. Relatively low rents and the availability of unused former industrial buildings such as Konepaja and Teurastamo have fostered an experimental food culture where almost anyone can have a go at opening a small restaurant or a bar. A good example of this is the microbrewery-focused brew pub Panema, founded by a group of young Kallio-based beer lovers. The guys were disappointed with the beer offering in Kallio's pubs and decided to open one themselves. A great place to start a tour of Kallio is to have breakfast at Roots Helsinki. This vegan cafe is loved by the locals for its healthy and fresh smoothies, vegetable juices and fresh porridge. Their chocolate banana bread is a must try. In a true Kallio fashion, the cafe also features a popular yoga studio. If all that sounds a bit too healthy to you, and you're just after an exquisite cup of coffee, we recommend Good Life Coffee near the Kallio Library. They run their own roastery nearby, and their excellent coffee can be found in most cafes around Helsinki. For lunch, the always popular Onda is our top pick. With a lunch menu that changes daily, Onda's style is very eclectic, ranging from Finnish to Italian and Peruvian to Indian. It's a laid-back restaurant, and often you'll find a DJ playing some stylish tunes for the diners. Onda is part of a larger cluster of bars and restaurants on Hämeentie that has become one of Kallio's most vibrant streets. Onda turns into a bar called Siltanen in the evenings, while the same people run Tanner next door. Tanner makes some of the best pizza in Helsinki after having sent its kitchen staff to Naples for training. They also have a well-stocked cocktail bar and make some of the best coffee in Kallio. As if that were not enough, next door you'll find Kaiku, one of Helsinki's top electronic music venues. All of these places are run by Toni Rantanen, or DJ Little Tony, as he is locally known. For dinner, perhaps you'd like to try out something more local. We recommend Sella, a classic neighborhood restaurant that's been around since the 60s. To get a taste of traditional Finnish cuisine, we recommend the cold smoked reindeer and mushroom soup for starters, and the fried herring with sour cream, known as Tadin Silakat, for the main course. Come evening and Kallio really livens up. It is, without a question, Helsinki's liveliest neighborhood. So much so that people from other parts of Helsinki often go to Kallio to make what is known as Kallio Kierros, a Kallio tour, to try out the best and most eclectic bars it has to offer. To get a sense of the old Kallio, the rough around the edges, rebellious and anti-trendy Kallio, make a trip to Pub Sirdie. Founded in 1966, this bar has seen more life than perhaps any other in Helsinki. If you think the ambience is that of an Aki Kaurismäki film, that's because it is. The pub provided the setting for the acclaimed director's dark comedy Calamari Union. When Sirdie threatened to close down earlier this year, the local residents rose up and hundreds of people bought stock in a company that then purchased Sirdie. As a fine example of the community spirit that still characterizes Kallio, its most famous bar is now literally owned by the Kallio residents themselves. For Monocle in Helsinki, I'm Petri Burtsov.
This has been episode number 100 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Petri for today's tour in Helsinki's Kallio. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.